From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Emma O'Mahony and Jenna Hoban. They're here to tell us more about the Bradley Theater Department's production of The Wolves, happening at the Hartman Center, running now through March 8th, with evening performances on Thursday through Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Emma and Jenna, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Hi.
So, Jenna, let's start with you. You are the guest director for this particular production. Can you tell us a little bit about the unique setting in which this show lives?
Sure. The team, the cast is made up of all female soccer players. So it's suitable that their setting is their soccer field. And we just get to see a little corner of their turf, to use the term in two ways. But it really is their space to warm up, and every scene shows what they do physically to warm up before a game. So you get to hear a little bit of their intimate conversations that they have when there's not a grown-up around. There's no coach or teacher or anybody like that. So we get to hear some, what I consider, pretty authentic teenager conversation.
So it does have a little bit of that locker room type of feel to the script.
I would say a lot, in fact. Yeah. It's great. They get to use... The author's name is Sarah Delap, and I think she does a really terrific job of using this contemporary language without sounding precious. Mm. It just sounds really sharp. I feel like I'm hearing something contemporary, but it also feels really authentic to me. And I don't really find that a lot in contemporary plays. It seems like usually within 1 year it feels dated, and this doesn't. It just feels really sharp.
So, Emma, let's talk about your character. You play 00, is that right?
Yeah.
And interestingly, the characters are just known by their jersey numbers.
Yes, they are. We find out maybe one or two of the characters' names by the end, but through the entirety of the show, we are by our jersey numbers. And essentially, throughout this show, my character is very interesting because she is on stage for the majority of the time, but she also doesn't speak a whole lot. Mm-hmm. She is one of the few characters that is listening to these intimate conversations and taking in all the information. And so that's something that's really great about this show, is each of these girls, there's nine of them on the team, they don't feel like stereotypical archetypes of these teenage girls that we so often see. They're very honest to the reality of what it is to be a teenage girl and all the specific attributes that come with that.
You're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. So one thing that strikes me about this script is that it's almost musical in the amount of dialogue that is overlapping and living on stage at the same time. Were there some challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. Something that Jenna said as we started this was Sarah Delap talks about this script as though it's a symphony. So not only is it the different types of vocal ranges that the girls are speaking in, but the overlay and where things are building, but also the percussive noises that come from our movements. And so that's a way that I know I have to stay focused and lend myself to the sound of the play is through those percussive stretches. It was difficult in the beginning, but it's extremely natural in the way that me and my fellow young women speak in normal conversations. And so we were able to fall into that pretty easily, I think.
Emma, the play is about a team of women. Can you talk us through a bit of the progression that these girls go through from the beginning to the end?
Absolutely. Well, without giving anything away, it's really interesting to see, scene by scene, their week apart. It's every Saturday game right before they go on to play. And we see this team that struggles to stay together as they're growing up and going through adolescence. We see these girls and their relationships to one another and the common issues. Like, I just see this story, see the dialogue, and I see myself in high school. And even though these girls so truly love each other, they so truly want to be a part of the team, there is the individual and finding themselves as individual at this point in their lives that can sometimes come in conflict with that. And so that's pretty much what I see throughout the whole show, is these girls and the team versus the individual, and how they learn to coincide with one another and how they learn to progress throughout the rest of the tournament and the rest of their lives.
Jenna, talk us through some of the parallels that kind of exist right now between the athletic world and the theater world in terms of women.
Well, here we are in 2020. I feel like we are taking another step forward. The fact that we're having the conversation at all, though, tells me we're not quite there, because at a certain point, it'll just be athletics. It won't be women's athletics versus men. But I think it is another step forward. And watching female sports in the last year was super exciting for all Americans. And the theater is taking a similar step. For a play like this, a contemporary play written to feature 10 females, and the play is sweeping the nation. Hmm. It's really probably the most produced play this year, or 2019, and maybe even 2018, too. It's really, really making a splash. And I said to our cast the other night, you know, I get emotional when I think about it, but I said, we are part of something really special. You guys are a part of a very special play here at Bradley. Mm-hmm. We all know that. I think they all know that. But I wanted them to consider the special that in 25 years, they could run into another actor from Wyoming. And they'll say, oh, I did The Wolves in 2020. Wow. I said, it's probably going to be really, really common. For me, that play was Steel Magnolias. So it's funny because I was doing that play when I was a high schooler, and then it came around again when I was college, and it's making a comeback now. And I'll meet my contemporaries, and we're all like, oh, yes, I did. Which role did you play? That's what that play is going to be for this generation. Mm-hmm. So in both venues, in athletics and in theater, women are getting the spotlight. Mm-hmm. We're taking the stage or taking to the field. And I think all of us who are getting to participate in it feel that moment, feel the power behind it, and we're ready. Nobody's taking a step back from that spotlight. Mm. I'm watching these cast members step into their light and really own it and enjoy it and have a victory.
Jenna Hoban directs and Emma O'Mahony performs in Bradley Theater Department's production of The Wolves. The show runs through March 8th with 7:30 p.m. performances on Thursday through Saturdays and 2 p.m. Sunday performances. Jenna and Emma, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. For more information on all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.